Finally, here are the directions for part 4. In this part, you will hear an interview. The interview will be followed by two questions, number 26 and number 27. For each question, you will have 10 seconds to choose the best answer and mark your answer on your answer sheet. The interview and the questions will be given only once.
This is an interview with Sully Banks, a saturation diver.
Welcome, Sully. Thank you for joining us on Job Talk.
Sure, it's a pleasure to be here.
So, could you start by telling us what a saturation diver is?
Of course. I guess the easiest way to describe my work is to say that I'm an underwater construction worker. Saturation divers, or SAT divers as we're often called, generally work on offshore oil rigs, and our main task is to inspect the underwater pipelines and other structures and then make any necessary repairs. I usually work on rigs in the North Sea, but I've also worked in the Gulf of Mexico and other parts of the world. The name saturation diver comes from the fact that while we're working on a rig, we live in a pressurized chamber known as a saturation chamber. We work on the seabed up to about 150 meters below the surface, and if you go that deep, you have to go through a process known as decompression before coming back to the surface. That lets your body adjust to the change in pressure and prevents you from getting decompression sickness, which is when nitrogen bubbles form in the blood. Going through decompression every day would take too long and put too much strain on the body, so we stay in the chamber for the duration of a job, which could be up to 4 weeks.
Wow, that sounds exciting. Why did you choose SAT diving as a career?
I wish I could say it was always my dream to be a diver, but the truth is that I started because I heard the money was good. I had no idea what I wanted to do after I left high school, but then I met a guy who was a SAT diver, and he seemed to be making a good living. I wasn't academically gifted, but I was good with my hands, so I felt like SAT diving was something I could do. The guy introduced me to his company, and the rest is history, as they say. I'd never done any diving before, so the first step was to take an air diving course. I picked up the rest on the job, really, and I've been doing it for nearly 20 years now.
That's a long time. Have you ever considered doing anything else?
Yes, every time I finish a stint on a rig. Joking aside, it's definitely not a job for the faint-hearted. We often work directly under the oil rig, so we're putting our lives on the line every time we go out there. The work also requires intense focus because even a momentary lapse in concentration can lead to disaster. Probably the worst thing about the job for me is the complete lack of privacy in the chamber. We live in close quarters, to say the least, so there's nowhere to escape to when you're feeling stressed. Having said that, there's great camaraderie between divers. We rely heavily on each other, so we develop some pretty deep relationships. And as I said, the job pays well because of the risks, plus it allows me to use my mechanical skills, so I guess that's what keeps me going back.
Well, thank you for telling us about your work, Sully. I'm sure our listeners found it fascinating.
You're welcome. Thanks for inviting me.
Questions. Number 26. What does Sully say about becoming a SAT diver? Number 27. What is one thing Sully says about his job?
Your time is up. Stop writing and wait quietly until the answer sheets have been collected.
では、時間です。筆記用具を置いて答えの記入をやめてください。これにて試験終了となります。公正なる試験実施にご協力いただき、ありがとうございました。質問がある方は、直ちに試験監督者にお申し出ください。試験監督者に連絡いたします。これより 最終の受験者数を確認してください。その後、回答用紙を回収し、枚数の確認を行ってください。なお、問題冊子は回収しません。受験者数と回答用紙の枚数の一致を確認してから、解散の指示を出してください。受験者の皆さんは、身の回りをよく点検し、忘れ物がないように注意してください。受験者の皆さんが退出するときは、別の教室が試験中の場合もありますので、声を出さず、会場出口まで静かに退出してください。それでは、解散の指示を出すまで、静かにお待ちください。